existence, where the more specifics just make more, because when you have a problem and you get really focused on the problem, we sort of had this conversation earlier, you get really focused on the problem, what happens is you just keep the problem activated within you, which keeps bringing more like it. So the question's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But isn't a bigger question a good thing? Because doesn't a bigger question bring a bigger answer?
Yeah.
So isn't every problem a good thing? Because doesn't every problem bring a solution?
Yeah.
And if you could just relax and enjoy the journey between your acknowledgement of the question and the answer, or your acknowledgement of the problem and the solution, now you would be in sync with who you really are, because not one of you said from your non-physical perspective, I'll go forth and I'll be a physical human, but before I get there, clean it all up because I don't want any problems when I get there. I want it all to be perfect and I'll just get there and I'll just observe it and I'll just feel good. Yeah. And we say, you couldn't feel good if there were not a counterpart to which you were matching. And you would not feel bad if there were not a counterpart to which you are contrasting or resisting. Yeah. Very nice. Mm.
Wow.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Back row on the lower level, right here, yes.
Do you know what the question's going to be before the person asks it?
We know what the question is within you, no matter what words you put to the question. In other words, a lot of times, Jerry, at the end of a seminar, or even while he's writing, he cannot figure out what in the world the person is asking. And sometimes, the words that the person is speaking and the answer that Abraham gives don't seem to match, because we are always answering the vibrational question that is the deepest question. We try to stay on the subject, but...
What is Jerry writing?
He's making a trail so that it will be easier for them to find their way back through for notes, for editing, for the subscription programs, and for the videos. It's just, he's keeping track of the time on a timeline and what questions, and then he's keeping track of audience response and making notes like, first time Abraham said this, first time this has come up, this... note has been full of first time, first time, first time.
Okay,
all kinds of explanations of not wanting to leave any of it out.
Do you ever get hungry?
As source energy flowing into physical, there is nothing about your physical experience that we do not enjoy. But hunger isn't one of them. In other words, we don't focus upon the absence of anything.
Okay. It's easier to hear it from back there. When I get up here, I get all nervous, but thank you.
Well, before you leave, we want to answer your real question. And it's a question that as you sat down, we wanted to say to you, we're having a little announcement. Can you hear it out there? Good. As you sat down, we wanted to wash you over with our knowledge of your value. We wanted to let you know that you are valid and sure. We wanted to let you know that every question that you could offer, no matter what it is important. We want to let you know that your time here in this physical experience is important, and that no matter what question you bring to this platform, it is of value. Even if it is, are we hungry? We wanted to soothe a sense of insecurity that we were feeling. A sense of insecurity that you cover up with quick wit and fun questions. We want you to feel the fullness of who you are and feel the perfection, not only of where you are going, but of where you are. We want you to feel our appreciation for your willingness to play with us. We want you to be able to sit in any environment and be who you really are.